You're listening to the latest in EVE Online podcast entertainment. The heatsink is for mature audiences only and has been rated HTFU. Symptoms of overdose include excess tears, forum rage, and smashing of keyboards. Consult your physician immediately. And now, enjoy the show.
Live from the EVE Editorial Studios, currently located in San Antonio, Texas. Not by my choice, but we're here anyway. Welcome to the Heatsink. For those who know me, I go by Proto. You find me at Protovarius in-game. I'm a line member of the Brave Collective. Been playing since about 2007. Industrialist, wannabe PvPer. Terrible at this damn game, but don't keep me from playing it, nor should it you. We're running kind of an open format show here, so this first episode's going to be a little bit thrown together. We're going to start with what I've been doing in game lately. We're going to spin off into a short conversation about the latest war between Brave versus Pandemic Legion. We're going to touch a little bit on the latest test propaganda video, which, you know, I don't care what side you're on. You got to just watch everybody's propaganda simply because of the creativity. If you can't respect the creativity in some of that go into some of these videos, I mean, I got nothing for you. I mean, it's just simply glorious. Afterwards, I think we're going to talk a little bit about the T3 Destroyers and my thoughts on them, specifically of the Minmatar variety and some theory crafting of what I think we're going to be seeing even before we see stats on them. We're going to do a kill of the week, but I want to do something a little bit different here, and we'll get into that later regarding kills of the week, not necessarily A-Lives. We're going to have a final word segment in this. In these final word segments, basically, I'm just going to lay it all out there and say what needs to be said on certain subjects. Some of it you might agree with, some of you might not. But you know, hey, you're free to send feedback. You know how to reach me. And if you want to record something and send it in, or if I get the time one of these days to actually have a live guest on the program, I'm totally open up for the other opinion. But for right now, that's pretty much the only part of the podcast that I plan on subjecting to outside opinion. We're going to close out with a little special message. There's been some recent events going on in my real life that kind of opened my eyes about a few things. So without further ado, let's get into it.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Well, I wish I could say that I've been productive in the game lately. But no, I really haven't. I took a little break from the game for about a good 6 months. And I was in Brave Collective at that time. I still am. But at that time, we were still down in Barlegan. And we had just taken our first piece of Null Sec right there in the RVK. So when I came back, everybody was gone. Well, crap, I had all my stuff there. There was nobody to really available to transport any of the stuff, and I didn't want to bother anybody with it, so I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to kind of consolidate everything. I'm going to park a jump clone down here where I can queue up some of my research for a lot of my blueprints in a station that I'm not going to lose them. Just pop in every once in a while. And then try to rebuild myself down there, currently where we are in GE TAC 8. But I did finally get that all squared away, thankfully. So I went ahead and set my death clone over there to GE TAC 8. Unfortunately, try as I might, because, you know, time and real life shit, I didn't get a chance to set my death clone down there before Phoebe hit. So, yes, I've already had to burn my one-year timer. Ugh. Yeah, it sucks. But, you know, at least I got to set my skill queue, and when I'm driving over the road... Oh, that's another thing. I'm an over-the-road truck driver. I don't get in as often as I would like in-game, because normally I'm exhausted. I team operate with my girlfriend, soon-to-be fiancé. And we're going to just keep rolling this till we pay off the truck and find something better. I don't want to do this all my life. And God, I miss coming home and just playing Eve. You know, it's among the small stuff. But I just want to say right now, moving sucks. I don't plan on moving anymore. I have a plan A. That is all my war-related resources currently located in GE Tac 8. I have my LoSec operation, where my costs are extremely low for research and manufacturing, set with a jump clone. And then I've got my HiSec hideaway, you know, if things actually get that bad. But I tell you, I like the way Hero's rolling right now. And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. But I've been wrong before. But right now, we're going to try to start leading some of these charges in against our enemies down there, and quit riding on the coattails that guy have been for the past month and a half. So yes, I'm playing. I will be in fleets finally. Hopefully, maybe get a chance to even lead some every once in a while. But speaking of which, Brave and the Hero Coalition currently have themselves in a little tizzy with our old good buddies Pandemic Legion.
That's not what I heard.
It's kind of related to the test propaganda video. I'll link it in the show notes for you. It's absolutely glorious. You gotta check it out. It's using a clip from The Lord of the Rings, and when you see it and the thought that actually went into it, I think you'll pretty much find it as amusing as I did. You know, like I said, I don't care what side you're on. Okay, I watch Goon Propaganda. Anybody else. Rooks and Kings, oh God, that's some of my favorite shit on the planet. I mean, how can you not watch a Rooks and Kings video and just go, wow? You know? I mean, it's crazy. The narration and the thought that they give to the actual production of the video is just simply astounding. I mean, if you haven't watched a Rooks and Kings video, you could start anywhere. Personally, I think Clarion Call 4 was their greatest video yet. And I'm a fan. You know what? I think I've even fallen victim to them before, but I'm still a fan. I'm like a big fanboy. They'll kill me and I'll just be like, oh, thank you. Yeah, which I want to give CCP some credit here. They put Clarion Call, and I understand a few other player videos, into the ceremonies and schedule there at Eve Vegas. Which, oh my God, Eve Vegas, I wish I could have been there. But next year, I'm already making plans, and I fully intend on getting as drunk as humanly possible with as many of you nerds as humanly possible. I mean, just absolutely. If you catch up with me at Eve Vegas, I will personally treat you to lunch. We're going to go to a special place that's close to my heart down there. It's close to Planet Hollywood, so hopefully we get a chance to go back there. Planet Hollywood's a good gig. I really like it down there. And you know what? Those dealers ain't too bad looking.
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
But if you're ever down in Vegas and you're not there for a convention, I mean, it's just great to walk around. I mean, you don't even have to spend much money there. I mean, it's part of the appeal, depending on where you go. I have my own personal recommendations as to where to play slots, where to play the tables, and all that good stuff. I've been through and visited Las Vegas many times. Me and my truck get through there quite often. Unfortunately, it just didn't time out this time with Eve Vegas, but I've already got it in the queue next year. I'm getting a load to Vegas, probably somewhere out of Southern California there. So me and my truck Legend, we're going to pull a load, get up there, drop it off probably up there at the Cisco in North Las Vegas, right next to the racetrack, which is awesome, by the way. And we're just going to have fun. You know, it's one of the perks to my job is sometimes I get to choose where I want to go. So we're going to make it happen. So we're probably at about the 10-minute mark here. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. We're going to keep this first episode kind of short because it's just me. As long as it continues to be just me, I will try to keep them to about 30 minutes, maybe 45 or so. I don't want to bore anybody to tears. But we do have stuff to talk about, and I just don't have time to blog. So I just want to do this because I want to do this. I'm not out to, you know, get syndicated or get massive sponsors or anything like that. Hey, you know what? If you want me to mention your corp or run a commercial that you've done or some type of bumper that you've put together, hey, you know what? Send it in to me. You know, I ain't gonna set a price on it. Just toss me some ISK. I don't care if it, you know, what you send. Just toss me some ISK and send it my way. I'll play it and we'll get you some easy exposure. No questions asked. You know, I've already got one business to run here. You know, I don't want to run this like a business and have like strict category of, okay, it's going to be X amount of ISK for a 10-second spot. And this is fun for me. This is something I've been working on for some time. I finally got a format. I finally got a theme. I've got backgrounds. I've got everything lined up now, you know, and I don't want to stop. And you know what? This episode's going to freaking suck. But you know what? It's going to get better, and you're going to help me do it. Because I know there's a lot of you who have been giving me some good constructive criticism. You've been in on the pilots as I've been recording them. And I really appreciate all the feedback. And you know what? Positive or negative, I want to hear what you've got to say. So if you want to get in touch with me, you could reach me on Twitter at @proto_Eve. You could reach me in-game at @protovarius. Or you can send me a direct email to protovarius@gmail.com. With that, we're going to take our first commercial break. We'll see you in a minute. This segment of the Heat Sink Podcast is brought to you by Rick's Javix Warp Core Stabilizers. When it absolutely has to get there, count on Rick's Javix Warp Core Stabilizers.
Back in my days, we didn't have warp core stabilizers. We got blown up, and we like it.
I don't like this Rick's Javix, dude. How is a pirate supposed to make a living with Rick's Javix Warp Core Stabilizers in every venture I see out on these belts?
When you think Warp Core Stabilizers, think of Rick's Javix. Yes, I played country music. What are you going to do about it? Man, let me tell you something. I love Little Big Town. You ever seen Karen Fairchild? If you ever seen her in that video, you'll understand why. But welcome back to the Heat Sink. Let's get into some conversation about what we discovered regarding the new T3 destroyers that are coming out. My specialty, being mostly Minotaur, I just want to expound on one point of concern that, well, I don't know if it's going to be kind of an overpowered thing that I can already see coming down the pike or not, but if you think sniping Cockbat Thrashers are bad now. Wait until we have a T3 variant in the Minmatar fleet that will get range and fall off bonuses on top of everything else coming in these T3s. I mean, if my speculation is right with some good long range T2 guns on this thing, you fit yourself some sensor boosters on this sucker, some targeting scripts, and sink in one or two of the rigs specifically made for targeting. You're going to have something here that potentially can make a sniping thrasher look like a mosquito in comparison. Now, in case you weren't fully aware, we do have these new T3 destroyers that are coming out. They're going to have three different modes on them, which is going to be interesting because you're going to be able to switch your role kind of on the fly without having to change out subsystems. The technology apparently is going to be somewhat similar, especially in the way of construction, which that's actually kind of a relief as an industrialist. But back to my main point, when you're talking a destroyer with guns that are built for distance and fall off, coupled with some good range buffs to it and targeting, I mean, this is just going to be absolutely sickening. I mean, you could probably argue the same about the Kaldari rail variant. We might actually see beam lasers worth a damn in the Amara variant, which we will be getting first, unfortunately. But we'll get there. It's just going to be interesting. You know, we're already speculating about capital ship gate camps and more roaming subcap fleets and more battleship encounters, which I think is going to be coming a very important role coming back into the meta. That's just going to be brilliant. I remember when you barely saw a capital ship on the field, and when one did show up, it was cause for alarm. So I think we have a chance to at least get back into that kind of gameplay, at least in some of the universe. And I say that because, you know, if you're next door to Goon Swarm or Black Legion or Pandemic Legion or M3, NC Dot, you're going to probably see a lot more capital ships than guys who aren't neighbors, unless they got deployments going down there. But now we're talking about a meta where deployments are going to have to be pretty committed for a long period of time in order to make the cooldowns worth it. With the force projection nerfs, we're looking at a lot of subcapital use. And then factor in with Rhea how we are not having to pay for clone upgrades anymore. Well, I don't know about you and me, but you know, I'm sick of paying, what am I, like 20 some odd million every time I die. I can actually run implants, you know, for the same price. You know, not very high grade implants, mind you, but it's still enough to give me a little bit of boost and not really make me cry in my beer if I'm going to lose it. So I'm really excited for this. So you take the fact that we have the T3 cruisers who you lose skill points if you die. Well, with the destroyers, we don't have that risk. So not only if we fly these T3 destroyers, are we not going to have to pay for clone upgrades when we get eventually potted because bubbles, but we're not going to lose skill points based on the type of ship we fly. Now, I'm not going to say this is going to make the T3 cruiser obsolete by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, I don't think that's the case. You're still going to have that kind of meta and need, especially inside wormholes. I fully expect wormholes to take advantage of the destroyers as well, but mostly on a skirmish level. You know, I don't expect to see a lot of big deployments regarding the destroyers. If you're going to go hardcore hitting somebody, you're going to stick with the strategic cruiser. However, if you just want to jump in to Nullsec from your wormhole and just go piss somebody off for a while, these T3 destroyers are looking very attractive for that. Longer range, bigger tank, or faster speed. I believe are your three modes. I'm not looking at the notes right now, but if memory serves me, that's what they are. So you take these things anywhere you want to go. It's not a big deal if you get potted. This is great. This is going to send more people out in space, me included, and take risks. You know, it's taken away the risk, the reasons that people are so damn risk averse in this game. And, you know, you can argue about whether or not Nullsec to begin with, their problems were mostly created from being risk averse in the first place. That's a totally different subject. I don't want to get on the subject of the bot lord or pub lord agreements, but I don't have time to go into that. But I do think that that was part of the meaning. Now, you take some of that risk out. These clearly are not going to be, hopefully, as expensive as a strategic cruiser, which, you know, by any stretch of the imagination, I can't foresee a reason why they would be that expensive unless you were putting faction mods or, you know, Tech 2 rigs, that sort of thing. And you know what? Depending on the type of setups you come up with, I think Tech 2 rigs might see a resurgence here for small ship types. Because right now, the only thing that you would practically consider putting Tech 2 rigs in frigates and destroyers, or at least that size of ship, would be a faction. You know, your Dramules, your Daredevils, Garmers, that sort of thing. You know, okay, you know, you got that kind of money, you got that kind of flash, sink some T2 rigs into this. But you know what? These T3 destroyers actually might increase the demand. This is some market speculation on my half, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt. I might be wrong. I'd be curious, other market speculators, Lockfox and Gynax, Galinor, yeah, I'd be interested to hear what they have to say about this. But I think you're going to see a surge in the T2 small rig market. So, just a little tip. From there, we're going to transition over to our kill of the week. Now, here's how my kills of the week / whenever I record. here's how they're going to work. I like solo PvP. Now, I fly with fleets a lot. I don't get a lot of time to go out and solo. I'll admit, I'm not very good about it, or at least good about getting a fight without getting gang raped. But I like solo. Show me solo kills, combat kills, that are worth a billion ISK or more. And I don't mean sitting there in Jita blapping a freighter. That's not combat. I'm sorry. You know, ganker's gonna gank, hater's gonna hate. You know what? I can hate my show. Anyway, show me a good combat PvP kill worth a billion Escomar. And today we're gonna talk about one of those. Let me just pull this up right now to refresh my memory here. Looked on Z Killboard here earlier, and it's gonna slow down for me. Come on, dude. And I'll tell you why I like these, because these are kind of diamonds in the rough here. I mean, we don't always get an opportunity to actually combat solo kill a fighting ship worth a billion ESK or more. You know, not solo. I mean, yes, there's some out there. As a matter of fact, I want you to send them to me so we can feed them on here. But these kills, because of their rarity, are the ones I want to spotlight. You know, everybody else, they do an A-Lod, they do a super gank, or, you know, somebody carrying Plex, you know, which is fine. But today, as they look at the show notes, we're looking at an Ares. This one, carried by our good friends down in Interdimensional Chaos part of Gentleman's Club. We've got absolutely nothing in the hive. Okay, it's an interceptor. He's carrying something, obviously. How do I know that? Well, he's got a expanded cargo hold. It's not even a Tech 2 expanded cargo hold, so I don't know what that's all about. But he's got 3 Tech 2 inertia stabilizers, okay? In our mids, we've got dual prop afterburner or micro warp drive, you know, because bubbles, you know. And for a little bit of extra speed, he's got speed rigs, 2 of them located in his rig spots. Now, it's not how the fit that was catching my attention here. And it's obviously not the fit that makes it worth a billion-esque. But you look at what he was carrying in the cargo hold. 1 just X-type extra large shield booster. 750,966,000-esque. Just for that. Luke Ferry said yes. We have a just X-type 100mn afterburner. Worth 113.997 million-esque. Total dropped 866,966,000-esque. Incredible. Grand total for this kill was 1,388,482,000-esque on an Ares, and he wasn't carrying class. So this one kind of stood out to me. Props to Suddenly Spaceships, Yasaro for getting the kill. One involved, of course, it was a Imperial Navy EMP smart bomb that eventually did it in. So props to him for that. You can argue, well, it's not really a combat kill because neither one of them really had guns. That's not the point. This is a frigate carrying a billion ISP worth of stuff that wasn't faction fitted. It was carrying it in the cargo and just terribly being bad. I mean, just terrible. Terrible, terrible. So that's our kill of the week, and that's how we're going to work these things. So we're not going to spend a whole lot of time making fun of those same people that have already been made fun of by other shows or thebatani.com. I kind of wanted to spotlight, you know, some of the things that just kind of catch my eye. With that, we're going to move into our final word segment. Now, as I said before, my final word segments are more of my editorial. As things come up that I have a pretty strong opinion about, I don't have a lot of time to just blog about it. I mean, the one time that I got really involved and focused and had enough time to write something down was my original apology letter to CCP. It was an open apology letter. You can look at it at the Eve editorial at eveeditorial.wordpress.com. You might have seen it before. It did get quite a bit of publicity when it was published, thanks to Firidian, who posted it up on Reddit for me. Ever since then, I was kind of thrown into the spotlight there. It kind of cascaded me into trying to blog a little bit when I could for Xanderfina over there at Crossing Zebras. So, and yes, I said Zebras because habit. So, my final word today, speaking of Xanderfina, and, you know, I know him, I've worked with him, and I'm also a frequent hot dropper, at least in the chat channels and stuff like that over on Podside. And if you're not aware of what's going on between Podside and Crossing Zebras, specifically Xanderfina, all kind of stems from stuff that happened a long time ago. But let me give you the shortened a little bit of history and then my final word. The shortened history about this is when MPX was being razzed on Reddit regarding their court practices for their PAPLink participation rules, per se, regarding, you know, if you're below a certain participation level, well, you're going to have to pay into the kitty so that the people who are participating can kind of, you know, get some benefits from it for, you know, more, you know, you want to stay out, hey, that's fine. Well, this kind of got blown out of proportion, in my opinion. Posted up on Reddit, and Xander chimed in his two cents, kind of jumped on the bandwagon here. And since then, that's left a little blood in the water, which, far from puking in the gang, over at Podside, took a few shots in Xander's direction because of this development between Xander dropping out of Zebricore and the Bastion and heading over towards PDL. Now, whatever conspiracy theory you want to put behind this is irrelevant at this point. Here's what the final word is today. And Mike Azariah actually said it best. Guys, don't be a dick. Okay? Mike's already told you both. Xander, you should not have jumped in that Reddit thread considering your position as the Diplo. Okay, never mind as a CSM. I don't give a shit about his position as a CSM. My personal opinion, Xander as the Diplo was wrong for going out in public trying to shame MPX over a court policy that, you know what, it's actually none of his business. Far from puking in the gang over at Podside, you didn't have to return fire. You advocated all the time, and still do, about the desire not to have podcast PvP in between podcasts. And I'm not trying to get in the middle of it. I'm trying to reach a common ground between both of these parties here. For the sake of the community, for the sake of EVE podcasting, as a general guideline here, okay? Guys, call it off. No more, all right? We don't need this shit. Mike already said it. I can't say it any better, and I'll say it to you both. Don't be a dick.
Blam! You all get a taste of the bitch pudding.
Well, before we get to shout-outs and signing off, I just wanted to take a moment here to give you guys a special message here. It's actually a real-life issue. It's a health issue. Now, I was a combat medic in the Army for about 6 years. Afterwards, I worked in hospitals. I did a short stint as an EMT, working in an ambulance company. I worked in family practice, physician's office, before I transferred into a full-fledged hospital setting. I worked in laboratory, patient care, as a patient tech. I have seen a whole bunch of winter illnesses, flu, colds, come in and out. And every time I saw what they call a sinusitis, pop up as a diagnosis, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, that's just another way of saying a common cold. And it really isn't. Sinusitis is an infection. If you're having sinus pain so badly that it's causing you mass discomfort, swelling, trouble breathing, it's not something that you should just pop a few anti-inflammatories or aspirin and expect it to pass in a few days. Why do I say this, and why am I addressing this on any podcast? Because platform. My fiance had a sinusitis infection so bad that the infection rooted and actually spread from the bottom part of eye in her skull, radiated throughout the right side of her face, causing her to swell up so bad that her eye was completely swollen shut. It caused mass pressure behind the eye, and it was just generally not a good time. If you've ever seen Quasimodo from Hunchback of Notre Dame, you know what I'm talking about, okay? Like the Disney version, it got that bad. And guys, I'm telling you, when people say sinus infection, it's an infection. and it can spread. I'm running a risk right now of having somebody whose eyesight might be permanently affected by this because she didn't get it checked out and I didn't push her. So don't take your health for granted. Anything. And if it's painful, if it's persistent, or it's reoccurring, please get it checked out. Nobody's going to think ill of you and, you know, put away the man pride. Go in and see a doctor. So that's my special message today. Shout out to Jay McLean over there at Eve Best of Us. If you catch him on Twitter, you can catch him over at Eve Best of Us. In-game channel is at Best Space of Space Us. And what it is, it's a special channel specifically designed for military veterans. Specifically, military veterans who might be suffering from PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder is very real. Okay. I had family members who were over in the Gulf during original Desert Storm. I was in basic training at the time. My deployment was supposed to be Bosnia, Serbia. That was about my era. But I will tell you, this shit is real. And do not go into this channel thinking it's just another chat channel where you can just spout whatever. Okay? These guys are respectable down there. Alright? This is a real deal. These are real people who need real support. Okay? If you're a veteran, I invite you to join the channel. I have not gotten a chance yet, but I do plan on doing so here eventually. Spread the word, please. And shout out to Jay McLean. And it's a great program. Occasionally, he hot drops over there on Podside, so you can go ahead and hopefully catch him on another episode of Podside here coming soon. If not, listen to the last two or three episodes. He's been in there a couple times. And other shout-outs, Randa McNally, bro, you've been an inspiration to me. Okay, I've loved getting the opportunity to help Hydrag whenever I could, able to scrape some of their audio together so they can keep the show wheels rolling. Hopefully, one of these days he'll get the same opportunity to have my back. But God willing, knock on wood, I probably won't need it. So, man, shout out to everybody. Shit, if you're listening to this and you enjoyed it, let me know. If you listen to this and you think it fucking sucked, let me know. You know, give me suggestions, give me feedback, recording. Hey, if you'd like to come up here and chit chat, maybe about suggesting a final word segment, or you know, come in with your own subject that you think, you know, might be a little too hot to handle, but you don't want to do it in a big group setting and have it turn into some kind of shit on Goo Goo type of thing. That's what I'm here for. You know, we want to have an honest discussion. We want to keep it respectful. And, you know, yes, I do troll every once in a while. You know, I got to keep myself occupied. But in all seriousness, this is for the fun. All right. This is for the community. This is so we can talk about these things. And eventually, you know what? Like I said, sometimes you just got to say it. So say it. If you want to record it, say it, whatever, send it to me. If you want to just send me an email and have me read it, sure, send it my way. I got no problem with that. But, man, everybody, the guys down at Hydrag, the boys down there over at Cap Stable, Connell and Turtle down there at Fly Reckless, I mean, you guys motivated me. And it's been a work in progress. I can't thank you guys enough. So with that, we're going to go ahead and sign off today. Join us next time when we're sure to have some stimulating conversation, controversial opinion, and maybe a few laughs while we're at it. My name is Proto. You've been listening to The Heat Sink. This has been episode 1. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in space, and keep the tinfoil hats on. We'll see you later.